Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. Oh my god, Odyssey No Sound Problem is back twice tonight. It used to be only once and now it's on either it doesn't do it or it's twice. Hopefully Odyssey finds the freaking solution to this ridiculous problem. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Silver Spider says not good. Dead Star says okay, good. I think I'm live. I think you guys should be hearing me. All right, let's get started. I wanted to share something that totally stunned me. This sauce, $18 USD to order it in the US. Mama JF brought me in a lost place. We've made so much driving and she wanted to go to this place because there was something she wanted to eat, she wanted to buy. She enters the place, she goes straight to where the hot sauces were and they had this hot sauce. She says, "That's what I want to buy." I'm like, wow, I mean, a little bottle, it must be something like $5. There are blowjobs that have cost much more than this. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to get to the cashier and pay for it. Turns out it was 27 Canadian dollars. That seems to be the standard in Canada because the money is less strong. So I guess they buy it at $18 and then they sell it at a profit. But I am super impressed. I didn't know that at 38 years old I would taste a new flavor, and to the idea of mixing the black truffle flavor, which we don't often get a chance to feel the black truffle flavor because it's high price, but the idea to mix it with a hot sauce is absolutely ingenious. And I've put it on pizza, I've put it on other things. It's extremely good. Brilliant, brilliant idea to mix black truffle with hot sauce. I am not associated with truff, and this is not a paid advertisement. It's just a product that I ended up tasting, and I can say that I've went around the best restaurants of this planet. I have eaten some of the best stuff and the worst everywhere. I thought I had all experiences that a human can have. I had never had this experience of mixing. The black truffle flavor is normally very respected in culinary tradition. People are underspicing a meal because they think I want to put forward the black truffle flavor because it's hard to grasp. It's not necessarily powerful. But I don't know how they did it. They probably mixed real black truffle with fake truffle flavor. But they've infused this with so much flavor that you end up perceiving the black truffle over the hot, super invasive taste. Mama JF, what a discovery.
Because I don't have nothing to do in my life. So I just read stuff on internet about the normies. But I think the normies eat that.
Isn't it good to be married to a rich man?
Yeah.
So the normies have directed you to the truff?
Yeah.
Normie hipsters, like not normal normies.
Yeah.
The normie hipsters, sometimes you can trust them. Frog Eyes says, added sauce, hot sauce to my basket right next to Brother Print Center, AW6000. Okay, I don't know what the AW6000 is. I think the one I recommended was the 1250 scanner. Brother is good. So if you want to give a good Christmas gift to your man, you buy an exemplar of the revolutionary phenotype, you buy a bottle of truff oil, and you're done. You're done for the year. Your man will have been satisfied. Absolutely, I can guarantee it. Jordan Peterson is in a crisis. He's in a crisis because all of the good arguments he receives come from anonymous account, and somehow Jordan Peterson is he's going extremely emotional. And Tulltide was pointing out this ridiculous survey that he's now hosting. Because he has spent every day for the last 2 weeks whining about anonymous posting, trying to have it removed from social media. And now he's telling everyone to spray paint over CCTV camera. He says, is it time to start spray painting the lenses of our ubiquitous CCTV cameras? Jordan, that's terrorism. Like, people were getting banned a year ago for calling for the destruction of 5G towers and stuff like this. And here we have a Canadian intellectual suggesting private justice against CCTV cameras. And his crowd is voting now before it's too late. Jordan is calling for a revolution. Will he get banned from social media? Because I had friends banned for less than this. He says they've backed off a little, but most of the totalitarian infrastructure remains in place. Despite dear Klaus Schwab claim, the CCP is no model for the rest of the world. So Jordan, benzos will do this to a brain. He is off his benzos, and he veers between calling anonymous people on the internet rats, and yet saying, hey, we have to preserve our anonymity, CCTV cameras are too common, let's do some random revolutionary justice here. That seems weird. Can't Jordan understand that the internet, where people can be anonymous if you let them, if you don't go too aggressively at them, if you don't try to dox them, doesn't he understand that the very anonymity that he's complaining about on the internet is the same fundamental right of the anonymity when you walk on the streets and when someone films you with a private CCTV camera? I dropped my pen. I'll be back. Doubting Thomas says, is he genuinely against CCTV cameras or perhaps trying to make a point in a sarcastic manner? I mean, clearly he's trying to connect with the recent wave of anti-Chinese Communist Party propaganda from the center right, because they don't have much talking points. These poor people cannot talk about race, cannot talk about Jewish power. So it's like they don't have much left. And one thing that they really like is complain against the Chinese Communist Party. Like, the Chinese Communist Party in my list of priorities in terms of who hurts me and who attacks my liberties, the Chinese Communist Party is out there. There are so many more concerns that are relevant. So anyone who be like I've seen Steve Bannon and his gang do, anyone who pushes so much for an obsession around the Chinese Communist Party is driving your attention away from America's current political problem. And look at Jordan. He's losing his fucking mind. Because he's getting so much pushback from anonymous accounts. Here he's responding on YouTube. So someone was making a decent argument. He was saying Netanyahu's main philosophy of the entitlement for Israel is based on the inherent superiority of the Jewish people. He repeatedly describes the lands around Jerusalem as barren wastelands. A similar philosophy to my ancestors who declared Australia empty a few hundred years back and thought of the inhabitants as having no entitlement to the land they lived on due to their perceived primitive culture. Netanyahu's view of ancient philosophy, of ancient history, also elevates the Jewish people as the most important instead of equivalent to a wide range of people and cultures of that time. Lastly, this is not an interview. This is Jordan Peterson asking pre-approved questions to Netanyahu and letting him speak without any critique whatsoever. That is a decent argument. I mean, this is something that wasn't called out by Jordan in his interview with Netanyahu. And so, absolutely decent pushback here. What is Jordan's answer? You are utterly pathetic. You have no idea what you're talking about, and your mask of anonymity is true indication of your cowardice. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? Turn off the comments if you don't want comments. But if you respond to a decent comment like this with an ad hominem, you don't want comments, so turn them off so that we can all see what you are, Jordan. You are a man who is using the excuse of anonymity not to engage with a decent point. I could defend every single word of this comment above. I could take that position in a debate against Jordan tomorrow, after tomorrow, in 2 days, whenever. My name is Jean-François Gariepy. I'm not anonymous. I'm a Canadian citizen. I can give my phone number to Jordan Peterson if he wants to verify. Someone else says, this interview is a good example of when your employer forces you to do undesirable tasks to keep your job. Jordan Peterson's employer being, of course, Netanyahu here. He responds, you are an utterly pathetic, anonymous, derisive troll with all the courage your anonymity requires. I'm not anonymous, Jordan. You want to talk about these things? You want me to take the obnoxious Swede's position? I think it's a very decent metaphor with what happened in Australia, with what happens in any case of colonialism. Aren't you willing to discuss colonialism with a non-anonymous Canadian intellectual? I'm available, Jordan, anytime. Anytime I'll go on your show. I don't ask for anything other than talking with you. And I will give you all the rights. I don't have to stream on my own channel. I'm available. I will skip a night of my own show to talk to you, Jordan. By the way, this discussion could be helped if I get unbanned from Twitter soon. Somehow I'm having waves of hope because Roger Stone just got unbanned. And Roger Stone has severe brain issues. I mean, he's divagating, he's talking nonsense constantly. If Roger Stone gets unbanned, I don't see why I wouldn't. So Roger Stone unbanned today, beautiful news. That would allow me to tell directly to Jordan Peterson rather than ask you guys to make clips of my request to him. I could be on my Twitter account and tweeting directly to Jordan. And what would he say then? What would he say since he can't say that I'm an anonymous troll? By the way, anonymous troll is an ad hominem. It's not because you know nothing at the person that it's not an ad hominem to attack him on the only thing you know about them, which is that they're anonymous. Thomas O'Ward says, careful, JF, Jordan is familiar with Canadian law and probably knows the number for the RCMP. The RCMP has already called me and they... Oh my god, I told this story already, so I won't go into the detail, but... The RCMP is ridiculous. Like, I have more intelligence than these people. They call me and they think I'm the leader of some political revolution. And I'm like, no, I just have a small podcast and I'm just trying to get to the news on an everyday basis. And they're like, you're a little more than this, Mr. Gariepy. Well, tell me, what is it that you think I am? And now they're like, you probably know this person. We're currently looking for him. And I'm like, no, I don't know this person. And that now they mention some far-right extremists who are doing vandalism and stuff. I don't know these people. And they were like, could you come and tell us this in person? I was like, it's very complicated. I live very far. But I would if I thought it could help your investigation. But all I would tell you in person is that I don't know the guy you're talking to me about. And they were like, you don't know him. And they were like, we don't believe you because it's a phone conversation. What the fuck? In what century are you living? Intelligence services not believing a phone conversation? Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think I would lie to the police on a phone conversation where you can track my voice, you can prove who I am, you can track my cell phone, you can say to a judge that we made sure that it was his cell phone? I wouldn't do this. So it's like I'm telling you all of the truth you wanted to be told, and you still don't believe me. Fuck you. I said I'm not doing your interview anymore. I tried helping you. I tried giving you the truth, and you don't believe me. So what can I say? Thomas Howard says, yep, they're dummies with badges and guns and no qualms about robotically doing the bidding of Justin Castro. Beware of the RCMP, JF. Well, beware. I mean, they don't seem very dangerous to me. I'm gonna be honest. I want to be scared at the potential of state individual right overreach, but it's very hard to be scared when it's these fucking young interns that call you from there and they know nothing about my field. They don't know. They just read the Wikipedia on me and they're like, okay, we got him. You got nothing. You are based in lies. You live in lies. You are a lie. You are an artifice of crap of the universe. So I said to Jordan, someone asked Jordan if he also thinks the people secretly funding and managing the media in America are cowards. I can't do it! Because if you think about it, his point against anonymity could also qualify for the big media movers of America, the big billionaires who are deciding what will be covered, how it will be covered, and how they drop millions of dollars onto the head of these CEOs, and even down to social media, as we've seen in the Twitter file, and as we learn more and more, basically there was a commerce of attacking free speech. There, Twitter had turned it into a kind of privilege to be controlling who they were banning. Those are the cowards, Jordan. Why don't you call them out? Why don't you call out those big guys who truly have, who truly work behind the veil, who truly are not exposing information about themselves on the public space, but they control what the public space ends up being. They control what the argument ends up being about. Calling random people on Twitter cowards, Jordan, is above you. It's above a person in your position, honestly. You look terrible. At least ignore them if you don't want to engage with them honestly. The best thing you could do is engage with them honestly. Address their points on the YouTube comment section. But calling them sewer rats and cowards is getting you nowhere, because here Papa JF is here. Papa JF with full name, full public information about me available. I'm here, Jordan. Stray's channel says, Jordan can't use his female tactic of character assassination when you're anonymous. Exactly. So that's what it's down to. It's always going to be an ad hominem from him because he's not even a straight thinker. So It's like, I want you to not be anonymous. And then when you're not anonymous, oh, look, there's all sorts of smears about you. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's what happens when you're not anonymous, Jordan. People start lying about you. Now, what do you do? And you should know. You should know because many times I've heard you be empathic about what's happening in family courts and cancel culture. So you should know how important anonymity is. Ariel Suarez says, I think you meant beneath him, JF, not above. You're right. You're right. I have misspoken on this one. In New Zealand, the parents of baby Will have just lost their court battle to get unvaccinated blood for Will's life-saving operation. It's a heart operation that he needs. And the parents were just asking, would it be possible to just arrange to make sure that the blood that is given to our baby while he recovers is not vaccinated blood, because we would like to keep our baby unvaccinated. And it was done from a vision of, hey, this vaccine has been demonstrated to be bad for young people, to be causing myocarditis. We don't want our baby to have the myocarditis that you get when you have this vaccine in your blood. Absolutely sensical. Absolutely inspired by facts. Why would you not offer? And on top of it, this has received national and international attention. And at this point, there is a queue of people who are saying, I'm available, volunteer at any time. You can draw blood directly from me. I'm unvaccinated. And we can donate to the child. So you even have the donation. You wouldn't even need to have anything special done in the blood bank. This is insane. They just want to humiliate those parents, because you have the free blood. You have people are lining up. There are hundreds of people who are unvaccinated, willing to give their blood. And normally, when it's a case of a family member giving the blood, you can have the family member live at the surgery, and you can do the blood transfer without even passing through the blood bank. They do that very often in the cases of patients who have special blood needs. They need a specific donor. The blood is rare. So it's totally doable. They just want to humiliate the parents by saying, no, we don't believe in your theory about the vaccine. So they got a judge to take control of the baby. It's absolutely horrible.
In Auckland, where a decision is out in the baby blood donor battle, the judge releasing his ruling just moments ago. Logan Church is at the High Court in Auckland for us. What can you tell us, Logan?
Kia ora, Simon. Justice Ian Gault has just approved the application by Te Whare Ora Health NZ for guardianship of the baby to be transferred to the courts for this urgent heart surgery to proceed. Now, this judgment came out about 60 seconds ago, and we haven't had a chance to go through the 20-something pages of reasoning behind the judge's decision. But what it does make clear is that this is a temporary order. It will expire at the end of January next year, and the parents are also to be kept informed throughout this entire process. Now, the parent,
by the way, like, this is a child kidnapping. How this guy is covering this is unbelievable. Let's not forget that the parents will be kept informed. Oh, they will be kept informed of the violation of the blood barrier of their baby by the state, by blood that has been proven to be associated with higher myocarditis risk. This is insane. There is no other word to describe this than absolute insane technocracy.
Want the surgery to happen. That wasn't the issue here. The problem for them was the
parents weren't even objecting to the surgery happening. They were just saying, can we get our own blood giver? We have a list of people both in the country and outside the country. They're all willing to show up and give blood, and we can be sure that they're unvaccinated. No, we can't do this because we don't believe in your theory of vaccinated blood.
blood products that would have to be used in.
Sorry, I was muted. Those are countries that 10 years ago were doing everything they could to accommodate migrants, special religious demands, special cultural demands, special cultural accommodations, special educational accommodations. Oh, you have a Jewish school, you don't have to teach Darwin. All of that crap. And we realize that the moment a white person requests something that they truly believe in, the system goes after them that way. Would they have kidnapped this child if the demand came from a Jewish religious place? Would they have kidnapped this child if the person was basing their belief about vaccines on the Torah? On the Bible, would they? In any case, those are very rational parents who are asking simply scientifically. They have a preference. They have read some things about myocarditis risks. These preferences are totally grounded in science. It's just that the conclusion of the doctor is different based on the same science. Their conclusion is there is no evidence that the vaccine through a blood transfer would have the same myocarditis risk as it has in the person injected by the vaccine. But sometimes you have to do 1 + 1 = 2. Sometimes with science, you have to understand that, oh, there's a risk here. Okay, we may not have tested blood transfusion. The myocarditis question for blood transfusion has not been addressed. But the closest thing we have to testing it is people who have received the vaccine and who did end up with myocarditis. And that tells us there is a risk. Can a parent protect a child from a risk, or does it have to be proven by the system? Because the system will never prove it, because the system doesn't care about running the study.
In the surgery and supplied through the New Zealand Blood Service. They wanted an assurance from the Blood Service and from the doctors at Starship Hospital that the blood used in the surgery were not...
Rodi Lacid says, this judgment is sponsored by Pfizer. It is, apparently. I mean, I haven't had the time to check all information, but people are finding links between this guy and certain pharmaceutical his brother was involved in. It's very bizarre and absolutely unacceptable that the judge ruling on this would have any perceived conflict of interest, and he seems to have many.
Come from anyone who has been vaccinated against COVID-19. That's creating the impasse with medical professionals who disagreed. That led to an urgent hearing.
This is bizarre because before I've seen cases of religious people objecting to the whole surgery, but this is so bizarre. The parents want the surgery. They just have a preference as to one aspect of the surgery, and it's the doctors who don't want to do that surgery with that preference in mind. It is unbelievable, but I've been warning people for years. The current state laws on these questions are totally abusive. They give absolute right to a judge to decide that you don't make the good decisions for your child and to take control of the child. We currently have a state kidnapping apparatus through probate courts, child protective courts, and family courts. We have to abolish the three branches before we recover our liberty. And look at the lady. She makes total sense.
We're desperate for an operation, but we need to have safe blood. That is our right as a mother and as my voice for my baby.
The baby is not scheduled for his operation. Mm. He's in a stable condition. We're not playing with our baby's life to get a political or any movement going. We're wanting our baby to have the surgery, and we're wanting him to have the very best of that's available for his surgery and his future and his, you know, recovery.
We have a supplement and a...
The doctors cannot prove that these concerns are not good. The data that we have indicate that these concerns are likely correct. We do not know for sure that a transfusion would have the same heart effects as a vaccine, but it would make sense that it does, especially given that the vaccine's effect is perceivable mostly through blood problems. Most of the vaccine side effects are all linked to blood circulation sometimes with the brain, sometimes in relation to nerves, and sometimes in relation to the heart directly. It is absolutely reasonable to say, I don't want to test this. I don't want to be the experimental subject of this ultimate scientific question, which is for now not addressed. Is a transfusion as hurtful as the vaccine is? Of course, not a single scientist from the state will ever want to explore this question. Rodita Sid says, JF, to play devil's advocate, how about if some family said they don't want blood from a black donor? Allowed? Yes? No? Well, I say absolutely. I say we should allow this. Now, I understand that in our current society, we don't allow this. But we should leave a choice to people who say, I want to choose my donor. Here, I found someone to donate. Let's use her. Hello, Mama JF. she wasn't understanding that this was her cue to enter.
Maybe. But why you don't go to private hospitals?
Private hospitals? Do they even exist in New Zealand? I don't know.
But you know what? I know some people, they go to other country to get a special operation. Maybe you could do that.
That's what they could have done, perhaps, but they would have needed much funds. I mean, it's a costly thing to carry a baby out of the country, get a full operation. Now, with the support of the public that they gathered, they could have done it. But at this point, they can't because the judge has taken control of the baby. This is ridiculous. They cannot even move out of the country, I'm supposing, because that would be a violation of the order. And now the baby is under state guardianship. Can you believe this? Doubting Thomas says, JF, taking a different angle, doesn't the doctor have the right to provide service as they see fit, else refuse service? If a doctor was to say, I don't believe in this to the point where I don't want to do it. Sure. But then the state cannot keep these parents from soliciting alternative services. The problem here is that the judge took over the baby and does not let alternative services study the question. They will be forced to deal with the doctor that was chosen by the judge. In an ideal society, your point is correct. In an ideal society, there would be a competing doctor who would take the job, and that would be fine. But as long as the state has this full control over the hospital and health industry, and they make a monopoly out of it, they are shutting down the competition. So it's either you accept this doctor's offer, or we find you guilty of medical negligence against your children. I would like if we were in your ideal world, but we're not. Eric says, when the state writes the doctor's checks, we're fucked. Exactly, absolutely. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. They are the best way to send your money to the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. And don't forget to add a payment method. If you want to donate through Odyssey, You need a payment method added to your account. Silver Spider says, is this the result of state-provided universal healthcare? Absolutely, I'm pretty sure it is. I haven't checked, but New Zealand must probably be a progressive, very leftist country. Shrigmamel sends a super chat. Always, it's always fun to hear the updates of Shrigmamel about his love life, because he's been asking for counsel here and he seems to be rolling through the possibilities. That is so great. He says, Jeff, my ex-girlfriend received the vaccine afterwards. She had bad reactions to eating eggs. When I said perhaps it was the vaccine, she thought I was crazy and became very upset when I said that. That is a state-aligned woman. That is a woman who will sue you in family court and who will kidnap your babies. So I'm happy, Shrigmamel, you dodged a bullet. I'm happy that you're telling me it's your ex-girlfriend. No, when they go crazy just because of a suggestion of, hey, you know, maybe it's the vaccine. What? Are you a conspiracy theorist? You know what kind of woman you're faced with. You are faced with a woman who will actively enforce state and mob regulations onto you. Extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. She will become abusive. If you start talking about any edgy concepts such as white rights, holy shit, this woman would have gone insane at you if you had brought this up. What? White people rights?
And a blood bank that are not prepared to make available services that they can offer and that they offer in other situations.
So that's another aspect. The blood banks are used to offer these services. Sometimes there are people who want a family member donating blood. Sometimes there are religious preferences about artificial blood over human blood. They are equipped to answer to individualized requests. And in this case, they don't have anything else to do than just accept the donors that show up. They show up in the hundreds. These people are super exposed to the media. And so everyone has heard about this story.
They're not willing to make that.
The problem is that they are not willing. They are not willing to make this arrangement for the baby.
Those services available to this baby.
We got our say about what we wanted, and then it was you know, your say is not a scientific say, it's your concern, but it's not our concern.
So your say is you get your say, but your say doesn't count. They don't take your concerns into consideration.
They're saying, we know this what's good for your baby, and we want you to do it our way. And
all of this, the doctor side of this debate has nothing but doubt. It's not like they know blood transfusion is safe. It's not that they know that blood transfusion from a vaccinated person has absolutely no effect or no myocarditis risk. They don't know. Their argument is, we don't know, so we can't abide by your demand because we don't know that it's correct. Well, why not hear on the safe side? Well, it seems to be a principle that goes back a long time, and it seems to be sensical. Err for the safe side. We do that all the time in medicine. We don't have studies addressing every detail of how we handle every scissor pair. Err on the side of caution. That is it, DK Shadow. Silver Spider says, you missed the show, Mark, when JF covered the topic of child euthanasia in Canada becoming legal. Yeah, that's another thing that is dragging a lot of attention. And even a televised publicity from a mall. Somehow the mall, Simons? The Simons store decided that they wanted to be associated with the federal government's offer for people to die. And of course, I'm personally philosophically for the liberty to commit suicide. I believe that if you don't hurt anyone else in the process, and if it's well done, and if there's no extortion or any wrongdoings in the process, I believe in the right to self-determination. But in Canada, the problem is that much of the time, the people who want assisted suicide are faced with a major disease for which the state has monopolized the health services, and it's telling them, sorry, but we don't have a doctor for you before 2 years. And so you're stuck with, you've extorted this desire for suicide from people by denying them service, by telling them that you didn't have the time or resources to handle, oh, some metal pieces are falling in the studio, but everyone is safe, all right. Mama JF has a mold for, it's like for making cakes in the shape of a heart. That's what fell. Why is it in the studio? I don't know.
I'm not even going to talk to you. We're going to go into the court and we're going to try and get somebody from the court to gang up with us effectively and make you do what we want to do, because we're going to...
So that's the process. You arrive with your child with a certain problem at the hospital. You don't consent to the doctor kidnapping your child, but that's what it ends up being. The doctor identifies something that needs to be done on your child. Do you want to do it or do you not? If you do, you're okay. We're not going to kidnap your child. If you make the opposite decision, the doctor goes to the judge and says they don't want to give a health care to this child, therefore we must do it by force. So medical consent is over, people. Medical consent is over in Western civilization. Understand this and understand the grave consequences of this. The choice is an illusion. The liberty exists until you exercise it. There is no such thing as liberty to refuse treatment for a child in any Western country anymore. New Zealand, Australia, Canada, US, it's over. Because it's the liberty to say yes to the doctor. That's the liberty that remains. If you say no, they go to the judge and they get the judge to do the contrary. So these parents are absolutely reasonable. By the way, if suppose that they're right, the blood ends up giving myocarditis, just like the vaccine. The child could die. The child could have a reaction, especially since you're especially weak after a heart surgery. Of course, there's more chance of any of these reactions becoming grave. And the child dies. The child dies under the guardianship of the judge. Who's paying? Who's paying the price here? The judge? He won't be unhappy about any of this. He can forget all of this and go on with his life. No one in his family has been killed. He's still getting paid. The doctor is still getting paid. They go back to their family. The only person paying the price if the child dies under these circumstances are the parents who love this child and who want to care for him and who knew in advance. It's horrible that the person paying the price if they're wrong is not going to be the ones who have made the decision. The ones who have made the decision will say, as Thomas Howard reports it, they will shrug their shoulders and say, oh well, we followed the best medical practices that were available at the time. Yes, okay. But maybe the instinct of parents at times beats the best medical practices available at a given time. For that, we have kept in our medical practice the idea of patient consent as an absolute before anything is done. But the legal standards that they have introduced through these child protective schemes have totally undermined this concept, and parental rights do not exist anymore. covered at CNN, New Zealand court takes guardianship of baby after parents refuse vaccinated blood for heart surgery. A critically ill six-month-old baby will be placed under the temporary guardianship. And by the way, this word is so insulting. You are taking temporary guardianship to do permanent alterations to the child. That's not temporary guardianship. That's potentially life-ruining permanent effects that you have. So at least don't have the gall to call it temporary. After his parents refused to allow him to undergo life-saving heart surgery, they didn't refuse. They asked for a consideration for a need for unvaccinated blood. Ending down the judgment on Wednesday, Justice Yan Go ruled that the boy, who cannot be identified for legal reasons, would remain under the court's guardianship until he had recovered from the surgery. The court also appointed two doctors as its agents to oversee issues around the operation and the administration of blood, according to court documents. Absolutely disgusting. Mark says, does the COVID vax protect against vampire attacks? At this point, I don't know that the COVID vax protects you from much things out there. It's like negative efficiency after 3 months, so you're more likely to get COVID. Maybe by chance it protects you from something, but not something that we know. Suburban says they will deliberately give the kid vaxxed blood now out of malice when they could easily find unvaxxed blood. Absolutely. Absolute laziness. That's what it is. And it's not true laziness, because it's laziness of not wanting to diverge away from what the system decides. It's like it's the laziness of charity and adjustment and extending an understanding of a different way of seeing things. Absolutely horrible. I find this depressing, but I knew we were there. I knew we were there. The state does not respect medical rights, especially for children and eventually for anyone. Twitter files, Jack Dorsey urges Elon Musk after James Baker ouster, just release everything without filter. Yeah, I agree with Jack Dorsey here. Elon Musk's thinking about the original release was, we get journalists one by one to be favorable to our story, and they push these stories as single memes so people can concentrate on each release and everything that we learn about these releases. But at this point, I think the dripping of the info, drop by drop, seems very elitist, especially for a Elon Musk who has just taken over Twitter on anti-elitist concerns. Elon, I think that it's not good for your image and messaging right now to be dealing with regime journalist. Although, you know, he selected people who were kind of out of the system and independent in some form. Still, Elon, what's the difference between the blue check mark and your choice of journalist to honor with a drop of Twitter files info? It's nothing else than a second blue check mark that you're creating, Elon. I would release it WikiLeaks style. Just raw data, boom, 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 and let the web meme. I mean, we've memed the WikiLeaks file. I mean, we've memed the WikiLeaks file down to Pizzagate. So it's not like the web has a problem handling massive amount of data. The 4chan artists, Elon, are at your service, but you need to give them raw data. Stop dealing with these regime puppets and Barry Weiss. And Shrigmamel sends another super chat. He says, my ex also told me that when we have children, that she was okay without the COVID vaccine, but was going to force me to get all the other ones that the doctor recommends. It is most women that are like this these days. Let me tell you that I'm extremely lucky in having a Mama JF who's opened and who believes in the self and the capacity of the human body to survive. Hello, Mama JF, what's up?
Yes, me, Jeff. I always hated the government. I hate the government so much. You don't know what they did to me, Jeff.
Yes.
Since I was born, oh my God.
Public school and everything.
Yes, but also, you know what? They forced everyone to get vaccine. Like, oh my God.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
And it's so clear now that we've gone through COVID, but I had a bad feeling about all this before, but with COVID, it all became extremely overt, extremely violent, their pressure.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Hey, I wonder what the Kanye West think about this. He never talk about this, huh?
I think that Ye is vaccinated.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think he's super pro-vaccine, but I think he was in the system and he's traveling a lot, and eventually he got convinced to take the vaccine. But perhaps he would have a new vision of this from his current self-cancellation perspective. But unfortunately, Kanye, you know, was in the system. I mean, there are all the videos of Kanye a long time in the past making a defense for Black Lives Matter and that kind of stuff. So he was really into it.
Yeah, but no, but...
Colin Oxworth says, Ye got one vax to travel and do his tour. So yeah, it's too bad for these performers because it's another way in which the extortion of the state comes, where there's a class of people who are habituated to have free travel everywhere they want to go, and they get told, you are the first in line, you're going to get the vaccine, and they all become automatically proponent of that side. Yeah, well, when you have a based someone, they always have a weakness. It seems that Ye has a weakness on the medical liberty side, but you would expect him to have understood all this since he was psychiatrized against his will.
Yes, that's true, huh? Like you know, he says, oh, they could have forced me to take medication, but there's like hundreds of people that it really happened to them. You just never hear about it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, probate courts are an enormous... there's like something like 200,000 probate court cases every year in the U.S. Many old people who have lost their mind and cannot make decisions, but so many young people also. I would need the number specifically for young people, but it's horrible. They take over people's liberty.
Maybe we should become the Jehovah Witness.
Jehovah Witness?
Yeah, they are against blood transfusion.
Yeah, I mean, it may be a solution. If you're a Jehovah Witness, you say, I'm against blood transfusion. But it's certainly not a solution in Canada. Because in Canada, at this point, they're forcing the Jehovah Witness children to just take in the blood. And if they have an alternative available, like artificial blood, they'll be like, okay, we're going to use it this time. I was thinking recently whether we should start a religion, because the oppression of our rights are becoming extreme. And eventually, there may be rights that we must claim are part of a religion to have them defended. Because it just doesn't work in court to come and say, it's my philosophical belief that the vaccine is bad for me or bad for my child. But if we had an official religion and I could make a website and it would be like, our God has ordered that we meet once every 5 years in a live stream. Our God has ordered that we don't take the vaccine. Our God has ordered that we don't take masks. We don't put masks on. And I mean, I could be the prophet of this religion. I could claim that I had a vision of God. Would that work? Could we update my vision? Could I have visits from the extraterrestrials once in a while, updating the new rules of my religion? I don't know. Most Americans support Musk's effort to make Twitter more free and transparent. According to a poll, 52.3% responded positively, while 31.3% were not supportive of Musk's action. But it's not a very high rate, 52.3, but it's good that it's a majority. We had super chats. Shrigmamel says, okay, I read this one. Silver Spider sent $10. Thank you so much. He says, hey, JF, it looks like my son will grow an extremely well-built European male with blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, yeah, it is fascinating how, well, young children, European children, they have blonde hair and blue eyes. Sometimes they will go away. They will gain in color with time. But it's amazing how the genetics are showing up in the children. And he says, how can I teach him the value of being conservative without religion? At what age? It's a good question. I don't fully know. And it's going to be inside him, I think. And you should respect that he's going to have some teenage years where he still has a child cognition politically, and where he believes perhaps in some form of communism. And it's okay. I would just let it happen. I wouldn't be overly authoritarian toward him. I would let him develop into whatever he develops. And don't forget something. Whether your child becomes a conservative or not is kind of out of your reach of control. And no matter what he does, the worst thing that your child can do is not have babies. But whatever he does just has a risk of having babies, and it's all good. Never forget this about life. There's not much that your child can do to hurt you. Your child can just waste his life, or he can be productive and have a lot of babies that will continue spreading your genes. It's all between zero and the positive. Can your child kill you? Maybe in principle, but most of the time it doesn't happen. And most of the time your child will not harm you. So whatever he becomes, just insert the seed in his brain that you warned him. See? Insert the perspective that, hey, I'm warning you. There's lots of dangerous ideas out there. They present themselves in the form of leftism. But solid men develop themselves and walk away from those beliefs because they're not honorable. They are based in parasitism and thievery. And it is all to your advantage to become a proud person, a solid adult, and a well-constituted adult who will attract a well-constituted female to go away from these systems of belief and adopt a more conservative one. And then you can lay out all the arguments. But I wouldn't impose it on him. I would tell him. Tell him, start talking about this to him. Overtly political, perhaps after 12 years old, but certainly introduce these ideas starting at whenever they can understand them, at 8, 9, just the ideas of liberty, self-respect, respect of the other, and all of this may look like it's a loss when he becomes 18 years old and he wants to charm these women and the first thing he does is simp and start being a communist because it gets him attention by feminist women. But you've warned him. And so he's going to make his own experiences as a young adult engaging with leftism. And he's going to see the betrayal. He's going to see the parasitism. And eventually, he will just naturally converge back toward conservatism. So I guess there's not much I have to tell you that I have to tell you other than this. It's present the argument, warn him, and don't impose the warning as a kind of authority, and you must become this. Because the more authoritarian you are, the more backlash you're going to get, the gay backlash that we could call. Because I truly believe that a lot of gay people are gay to hurt their parents. I truly believe that a lot of people take this path because they know that a non-reproductive lifestyle will hurt their parents. And the reason they want to hurt their parents is they have this kind of contrarian cognitive structure to begin with, and also because they want to avenge for some kind of overly authoritarian control over their life as a child. So don't be overly authoritarian. Provide information and then let your child do his self-learning, sometimes even being tempted by the other side, so that he can see what's wrong with it. Master Slave says the problem with JF's child views is that he believes his child is 50% him. Your child is a phenotypical expression of your ancestors. No, your child is both 50% you and a phenotypical expression of your ancestors. All right, what else do we have in the news? Oh, a father here who... I think it's a good move he does. His daughter was just in front of him at a restaurant, and she mentioned to her father that the server was cute, and the father just broke the ice for her, started telling him, hey, my daughter finds you cute.
My daughter thinks that you are so cute.
Stop!
What's your name? Will, good to meet you, Will. My daughter thinks that you are so cute.
Will. Stop!
What's your name? Will, good to meet you, Will.
I love that, a father ready to marry his daughter, because the overprotective father is wasting the best years of their daughter to send them onto any path except the right one. That is so ridiculous to me. The boomers have been overdoing it. They've been so protective of their daughters. They've sent them on a university path. And now a lot of them find themselves at 35 years old now, zero babies, and oh, well, the uterus doesn't work just as well. Here's a young woman. His father is seeing a man of quality. She mentions that she finds him beautiful. Well, make it happen. Marriage now. Super marriage. I love this attitude. Absolute respect for this father. He did the right thing. Pair your daughter as soon as you can argue that it comes from them. And in this case, you know, she said, oh my God, he's cute. Make it happen. Show your willingness as a father to cause the pairing to happen. Don't be overprotective. Oh, it's my daughter. If you want to be that overprotective, make another daughter. That daughter is ready for reproduction. Marry her. AOC under investigation by House Ethics Committee, pursuant to House Rule 11, blah, 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 has decided to extend the matter regarding Representative AOC, which was transmitted, blah, 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 blah. It's unclear what she is being investigated for, though the Daily Caller notes that shortly after she took office, conservative groups filed complaints alleging AOC had misused congressional resources. Yeah, I think it was all related back then to a staff member and this guy is a boyfriend of this woman and hiring all of them and shaking the money in the circle. I don't remember the details, but it looked like this, and so perhaps it's a similar thing. A message of public interest for all of the women out there. Do not throw gasoline on a fire. Florida mom of five dies after backyard fire pit accident that also severely injured 11-year-old son. I think people don't fully realize how explosive gasoline is. It burns, call it explosive or call it whatever, fire-inducing. It is dangerous. I once put just a little drop. I put a little drop before the fire was opened. A little drop of gasoline, just a drop. And I stacked lots of paper and wood, and I then stacked logs. It was outside. I light it up. Just a little drop of gasoline will just... It's going to give a boom, like. So don't throw gasoline from the tank onto a live fire. No. You have no idea how explosive it is. It's just not a good tool for lighting up fires or... Silver Spider says, Jeff, don't put even a drop on it. Lol. I haven't put the drop on a light on an open fire. That would be dangerous because you're holding the tanks. What I did is I put a drop of gasoline into before lighting up the fire. Now, even that, I would recommend against doing this. I'm telling you, I had a bad experience. I lighted up the fire. There were neighbors like a kilometer away. That was back in a land that I owned back in the days in Quebec. Total end of the wood, like very far from civilization, unbuilt. And I was like, all right, I'm standing on my land. I'm going to light a fire. And I just started with a drop of gasoline thinking I can be at a certain distance from it. I can light it up and back off. But the diameter of the explosion from a drop of gasoline is approximately this. The fire got very close to me. Extremely combustible, says Shelburne. Absolutely. Hey there sends a super chat. He says, JF, I've never purchased a smartphone, but will do soon. Want to get an Android because screw Apple. My music collection is on iTunes on laptop. How hard is it to still play my music on Android smartphone? I don't know, because I would never be crazy enough to put anything that I own on iTunes. My recommendation is you need to wean off from iTunes. Now, I don't know this subject because although I know almost everything about Android phones, I've never been confronted with a situation like you of a transfer from the gay iPhone to the heterosexual Android phone. So let me Google it while Mama JF comes into the studio. Mama JF, what's up? Oh, you came to take your cake mold?
Yes, because isn't it weird that you are talking about the heart surgery and this fell on the ground?
You think this was a pure-blood demon sending a message from the baby's heart?
A pure-blood demon! Lol! Yes! But no, I wanted to say something.
What?
Because I think I remember why I hated the government so much.
Oh, yeah?
Because even when I was 20, because me, I wanted to start to have kids when I was 20 or something. Yeah? But I didn't find a boyfriend because in Montreal, everyone is gay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but when I was thinking in my head, because me, I'm more like a gypsy kind of person. Like, I would just go live in a little, I build a little teepee in the forest and, like, make a little child there. And
you would have loved my fire started with gasoline.
Was I there? It wasn't.
No, you weren't there. That was before I knew you.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, I would have. You know, I like this kind of stuff.
Yes.
You know, and just you just build a little house like in the forest with little branches. Then you make a fire. You have little children there running. And I was like, but I couldn't do that. Because if you want a child, you need like a 4.5.
Oh, yeah.
And after you need to send them to school.
Yeah.
And you need to do all this. And I was like, why? Why they can't just be running around and like following you and or like be like a street artist?
Yes.
Like circus artist.
I mean, you know, they say we have rights such as non-discrimination against the homeless in Canada. You cannot be discriminated against because you're homeless. But you can, because if you make babies as a homeless person, yeah, they're going to go after you.
Oh, I never saw a homeless person with a little baby.
No,
why?
It doesn't exist because they all get kidnapped.
Wow, that would be so epic.
Yeah, that would be epic. I mean,
oh my God.
Just who's to say that this is not a life worth living?
Exactly.
All of our ancestors were at some point were nomad. At some point, we have an ancestor that was nomad, that survived somewhere. Why can't we do it again?
Yes. Me, I'm more like the nomad gypsy, like Jewish.
Almost Jewish.
Yes.
Well, I have made a genetic test that shows that you are not almost Jewish. You are 0% Jewish.
Oh, damn.
But you can feel that way.
Yeah, like I kind of identify like a circus artist, like in the caravan.
Oh, the triple boob woman.
Yeah.
You identify as a circus artist, although you're not.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. You can live. There's no reason to deny you this self identity.
Yes, and that's why I hate the government, because they would say, you have to work 9 to 5.
Yes.
You have to send your kid to kindergarten. I was like, why?
Absolutely. And we've kind of developed a paradise for ourselves here, where it seems that the life we have here is a little bit like Mama JF is describing. Except for me, I do have to work every day. But Mama JF can enjoy life as a gypsy circus vagabond. All right, Sam Bankman-Fried, Maxime Waters, one subpoena prominent Democrat donor to testify at Tuesday hearing on FTX explosion. She says she would rather try to convince him to come voluntarily. At this point, we're faced with one of the biggest fraud in the history of the US. We can't get even a criminal case started. And it's even worse. We can't even get a congressional invitation that's as harsh as, say, the ones for Mark Zuckerberg and the ones where they forced social media personalities and CEOs to come. Can we go at least as hard on SBF with his fraud? Then we're going against the CEOs of social media for not censoring enough. Peru's president impeached and arrested after he attempts to dissolve Congress. So I don't know what to think because I don't understand Peru politics. I'd rather warn you, although I'm here at your service to produce the best news show possible, I may never care enough about Peru to understand it and know which side is this guy on. But basically, the Congress decided to impeach him, and he tried to dissolve the Congress, kind of kind of as a way to stop this takeover. So it's people are accusing themselves of coup on every side. I don't know who did the coup. I don't know which side to look at it from. All I'll say, and I don't know if this guy is a leftist or a right winger or a mobster. I have no clue. But this reminds me of Brazil with Bolsonaro and then Trump with America. All of this uncertainty around election, these presidential takeovers and coup and the deep state attacks against Trump. There's so much messing with the system that I don't know who to trust anymore. Putin says that the risk of nuclear war is rising. Ukraine operation will be a long process. That was in response to the deep attacks in Russia. The deep attacks within Russia that Ukraine did. And of course, the doctrine of Russia is that the use of nuclear weapon can be justified when the existence of the nation is threatened, and normally that is interpreted as some sort of invasion or attack within Russia would justify a nuclear strike. He now says it is more likely. Ron DeSantis to hold intimate dinner with top donors amid 2024 speculation. I'm restrained in my enthusiasm. Mark says, does JF prefer Trump or DeSantis? Well, I've said a couple of times that I kind of prefer DeSantis from a social conservative point of view. Trump failed on the vaccine question. Ron DeSantis won on the vaccine question. Trump failed on pursuing a true anti-CRT approach. He kind of made a couple of executive orders, but he failed at having a lasting effect. Whereas I think that Ron DeSantis has a true lasting effect into developing a kind of Florida resistance against CRT and the misuse of our educational system for political propaganda. So Ron DeSantis has been more solid on very important issues. And on immigration, they're kind of equal. Trump has been combating illegal immigration, but he's been way too enthusiastic about legal immigration. Ron DeSantis, I don't know. He did the bus deportation of migrants. It's a nice press move, but he doesn't have much control on immigration, of course, as a state, when it's a federal issue, immigration in the US. So all in all, I like DeSantis. But recently I've seen DeSantis pair up with donors, start approaching organizations, and I don't even remember which organization. Could it be the ADL or something like this? And I was like, okay, I can't support this guy either. So I guess that my position, anyways, is that Ron DeSantis should run. That Ron DeSantis is better than Trump on many respects. But perhaps Ron DeSantis should also not win the presidency. And perhaps I want basically a ultimate clash at the top. I want Ye to come in and steal votes. I want Donald Trump to discredit the Republicans. I want Ron DeSantis to come in but be such an elitist and be tied with too many big donors that he ends up being a weak version of himself. And ultimately, all of them enter destructing and self-destructing through this process, so that the Republican gets a smash in the face that says your party truly needs to change, truly needs to represent the people, truly needs to have a right-wing option on American politics, and then perhaps I'd be enthusiastic. So I guess my wish is that Ron DeSantis goes in and fights with Trump, leading to whoever wins that fight to be a Pyrrhic victory, because they will have gotten so tired and there will be so much internal conflict and internal clash that the Republicans will be in a bad position to win in 2024, that Ye would do a large, would gather a large amount of vote, and that as this process happens, there would be a decredibilization of the elitist form of the Republican Party. Mama JF, what do you want to leave the studio? Mama JF was hesitating. She may have had something to say, but then she left. So it's all good. We have an example of an attempted theft here that doesn't work. This guy comes in a phone store of some kind. This happened, I believe, 3 days ago. See, he says, show me your best phone, and he goes and runs. Let's rewatch it. Fuck. He makes me think about the white South African guy in District 9. Fuck! And now he's stuck in. That must be awkward moments where you have... the thief is right in front of you, and he's stuck with you in the room, and he got caught. Busted, says DK Shadow. Mama JF, what's up?
Oh my god, this makes me think of my ex-boyfriend again. He was crazy, this guy, okay? He was always stealing stuff.
Oh yeah, you had an ex-boyfriend, you were telling me. He was just running away with stuff.
Yeah, he did that with a computer, like a really good computer.
Oh yeah.
And he did that once with the... I was with him again. He did that with a pair of shoes, okay? He just put the shoes... And then he started to run, and then the guy from the store started to run after him, and then my boyfriend really beat the guy so much.
Now that becomes a physical assault. You don't want to turn a thievery into a physical assault, because you can be in jail for a long time.
I don't know, but he just went away. Oh, he was crazy, and he took a bicycle too.
A bicycle?
Oh, from the store. Oh, he was really crazy. Mm. Oh my god.
Good thing that you're with me now. Yes. A better moral guide for you.
Oh, but that was funny.
It was funny.
It was more funny.
It was more funny than me. Yeah. I mean, I'm a professional comedian. Okay. I entertain people on an everyday basis. Could he do that?
Okay, you're all right.
Because you wouldn't have found him funny once he was in jail and he couldn't do anything for you.
You're all right, yeah.
I'm all right. Great.
But what I wanted to say, oh yeah, the Nick Fuentes, oh my god, Nick Fuentes' political project, he said we need to bring people into the heaven.
Yeah, that's a Christian thing.
Oh my god, that's so much like almost mechanistic.
But weren't you a Christian? Don't you believe in soul saving? Through the belief in Jesus Christ?
I don't know, but not so much for politics. Politics is more give freedom to people. Okay. You cannot just impose people to go into the heaven.
Well, if they believe in Jesus, they would be saved. Do you believe that when you accept Jesus in your heart, you are saved and you go to heaven?
But you cannot do nothing in politics.
Well, if you do a move in politics that would result in more people accepting Jesus in their heart, you would have caused them to go to heaven?
I just think it is a bit intense with this.
With the phrasing, I think. There was a special phrasing by Nick. It's very rare that you hear people say our goal is to pack more people basically into the box that heaven is. But that's basically what he said. I'm exaggerating, but that was the kind of phrasing he used.
That was funny.
Yeah, fascinating.
But me, I'm more, if I would do politics, it would be more about the freedom.
Absolutely.
Like reduce the government.
Yes.
Yes, destroy everything.
At this point, there's almost no one on our side, Mama JF. Everyone wants to use the force of the government to pull society more on their side.
Yeah.
And it's like we're the last freedom-loving people.
Yeah, it's true, because if you force people to do this, it's like you remove the freedom, actually.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It's like a left wing.
It's like helping people who don't deserve it. Even if you were to guide them toward the right lifestyle, they don't deserve that right lifestyle because they couldn't choose it freely.
Yes. Yes, me, I agree with you, Jeff.
Wonderful.
Even me, I thought, oh, we're going to do organic weed field for everyone. Me, that would be more like my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But after I was like, no, we cannot do that. You cannot force people to eat organic weed.
No.
Because it's freedom. We need freedom.
Absolutely.
That's what we need.
Master Slave says, Canadians are freedom-loving people. Was that ever true? I didn't say we. Like Canadians. I said we, me and Mama JF. Of course, Canadians are not freedom loving. Although, if you go into an area like I did, which is far among farmers and deep in the woods, you will find freedom loving Canadians for sure. But they're just not enough to compete with the votes of the big towns. And so Canada ends up being headed by leftist communists. What else did we have before we close the show? Dissident Soap says, people who have no stake in the system won't respect it. They will burn it down and blow it up. When boomers were the age of millennials in 1989, they owned 21.3% of the national wealth. In 2021, millennials own 4.6% of national wealth, and two of those 4.6% are owned by Zuckerberg. This is the most well-educated, most productive generation, and yet a large percentage live with their parents. Very interesting fact. This person, I think, this idea that the new generation is being deprived of the chance at success by an economic system that is crushing and squeezing them out of existence is absolutely correct. The boomers have had the system bent to their will, and they've bent it so much to their will that it still serves them. And we end up having a generation that even if you work hard, even if you are relatively successful, sometimes it won't bring you to the point of the threshold of ownership of land and house, and everything is made more difficult in your life if you can't get to that threshold. TikTok deal with Biden admin, it's a snag as national security concerns persist. So there are the deal would be basically to kind of reallow TikTok, delete the Trump executive order. Is TikTok really banned in the US? I don't realize this. It seems to me that TikTok is available in Canada, but perhaps since the Trump order, it really has been banned. Well, in any case, there are internal people in the Biden team that appear to be objecting to some aspects of restoring the TikTok status in relation to Chinese accumulation of information. DK Shadow says it's not banned. Okay, well then, what are they trying to restore if it's not a ban? A spokeswoman for the company says TikTok's parent, Beijing-based ByteDance, are looking forward to a timely conclusion to our agreement with the US government, much of which we have already started implementing in earnest so that we can put these concerns to rest. The company had previously reached a tentative deal with the US government this summer, but senior officials, blah, blah, blah. The US side of the negotiations is being led by the Committee on Foreign Investments in the US. The talks have been aimed at reducing Chinese government influence on the US operation. Ah, okay, so it's all about separating the TikTok US and making it isolated from Chinese communist. Okay, I get it now. Last news item before we close the show. Shark Week is judged too white. Shark Week blasted for overwhelmingly featuring white men as shark experts in Washington Post report. There's probably not many other races or people than white men who would get a fascination with sharks. So what are you gonna do? Force Mama JF, who self-identifies as a gypsy Jew, to be a shark expert? Mama JF, what do you know about sharks? What can you tell us on the fly? Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, "Hey, JF, you said in yesterday's show that you would only believe in God if you had brain damage. What if you suddenly get a divine message and proof and start to believe in God? We'll just think you have brain damage, no matter how much you say otherwise. Maybe you can make some kind of safe word." Okay. If I say I believe in God, pineapple, that means I had a true revelation by a truly verified source that is impossibly mistakable for anything else than a true God. If I say I believe in God, but I don't say pineapple, then that means I have brain damage. Are you following me?